This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some foreign artists and performers are having to delay or even cancel U.S. concerts because U.S. embassies have gotten a lot stricter on the info they require before issuing visas. These artists are being asked to provide 15 years of their travel history, employment history, past and current social media handles, email accounts. Maria Bakalopoulo has more on what President Trump has embraced as extreme vetting.
Just days before departure, a popular music group from Niger, Tal National, couldn't book flights or hotels for its U.S. tour because of visa delays. The group's manager, Jamie Carter.
We thought that we have been doing everything right and playing by the rules, and so it's hard to come up against this. It's gone to a situation of, yes, maybe we don't want to tour the States anymore.
This so-called extreme vetting was implemented by the Trump administration in 2017 with a visa application known as the DS-5535. Matthew Covey is with Tommy's Dot, a nonprofit that helps artists navigate U.S. regulations. He's seen twice the number of requests for help with applications so far this year compared to last year.
Since the beginning of 2019, we have seen the form used increasingly, especially in Western Africa, but also it kind of keeps popping up in other places. We've had them show up in Cuba. We've had an artist be required to fill out a DS-5535 in Paris, another couple in London.
In June, Malian singer Awa Kasemadi Diabate couldn't perform at the Kronos Festival in San Francisco because she wasn't able to get her visa in time. Kronos Quartet's managing director, Janet Cowperthwaite.
What I worry about is that people in our role, when you're deciding who to invite to join you in performances or who to present, you would be less likely to make those choices.
The State Department said by email, quote, "National security is our top priority when adjudicating visa applications." The popular music group Tal National eventually got its visas, but with very little time to spare. In Miami, I'm Maria Bakalopoulou for Marketplace.